is alive.
GiantKiller.co and the By George Podcasting Network present the By George Podcast with Brian Lawrence and Chris Jones. The original George Mason basketball podcast.
They're on their feet. Here, Hancock! Oh! Off the top of the backboard, no. Loose, Hancock, front court, Mason. Long face and point, George Mason.
Who is doing the intro?
Oh, I forgot.
This is Otis Livingston II, point guard of the George Mason Patriots, and y'all are rocking with By George, the podcast.
Episode 6 of the Vacationers series. My name is Brian, here with my co-host Chris.
What up?
I'm pretty excited to get back. Last week we actually dropped a old podcast, which
was kind of fun.
Which was your kind of your idea, and why don't you tell our audience why?
You know, you just kind of go back and listen to some of these episodes and you know, you look and say, wow, well, we've come a long way from where we were. But, you know, some of the problems that we're discussing in those episodes are some of the same things that we're cycling back to nowadays. And it's just kind of funny hearing, you know, our product get better, you know, via the, you know, the podcast itself, and the basketball product is better. But just kind of hearing some of those same you know, issues that we have with the team. It's kind of funny. So
Chris picked the podcast, which I actually found to be pretty ironic because it was our fifth episode ever, dropping it on Vacationers' fifth episode, and it opened with a Vacationers song, so it fit perfectly. One thing I thought was kind of funny was just listening to us, you know, in our first year, no real experience. We sounded pretty good. You know, I didn't think it was that bad. I thought we were funny. And
I would say that the episode that we threw back last week is going better than the episode that we're currently recording today.
So what are we going to get into? We're going to talk locker room. We have an interview with Greg Kalix that you have to stay and listen to. If you haven't seen our MTV Cribs show, go check it out. It's on GiantKiller.co, featuring Kalix. It's pretty funny.
Did Kalix actually get the reference to MTV Cribs? I was wondering, was he 5 years old when that debuted?
He did laugh at the reference. He probably was pretty young, but you know, I think everyone's seen like the Red Man Cribs in his townhouse and all that.
Yeah, everyone over 25. Yeah.
So he laughed and he actually had a ton of fun with that. So go check that out. That interview will be coming up after we talk about, you know, my opinion of the locker room. Chris has some questions.
And
we've been heavy on the recruiting trail so far. And I met our new coach. So I want to talk about that a little bit as well.
We got a new coach? Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, you know him.
The assistant.
I'm
okay.
Blanking on his name, but I'll have it for our segment.
Right. Okay.
Locker room talk.
Oh, and this is a sub point to the Mason Minute.
I've seen it. Chris hasn't.
Sure. And I've seen some pictures and I've seen the videos and I've kind of heard your recap, but I still have some questions and maybe these are similar questions that Mason Nation has. But overall, yeah, it looked nice. But is this a facility? Is this an upgrade that looks like it will age well? You know, it looked nice. I kind of wanted, you know, maybe a little bit more branding. Maybe I'm asking for too much here, but what were your thoughts on sort of the decor and how will it age? And, you know, is it, you know, up to date? What were your thoughts?
So right off the bat, I think, you know, I've been pretty vocal about how I think it's a timeless design. Now, there's not a ton of graphics on the wall, pictures on the wall, all of the above, but you know, it is very simple, and Mark did tell me he thinks they're going to add some more. So I would say I love the George Mason bolded lights in the film room.
That was the number one seed.
I think it looks good against the green. I'm not as high on the light, but I just think, you know, what's really cool is you're kind of walking through the back of EBA to get to it. It's kind of, you know, old. And you walk in, you turn the corner through this door, you think you're just going to enter some like kind of classroom setting. And it just the first thing you see is the glass with the star. And whether you like the star or not, it still looks cool. And so it's the first thing you see as soon as you walk in, and it just kind of hits you. Like, it, you know, you're just kind of in awe. And all the players have said the same thing. You know, AJ's commented on it. He tweeted it out, said it actually is really dope. You know, Calix was giddy over it, said we're going to hang out in here. And we hung out in our – he said they hung out in their nubby locker room to begin with. So now it's right. Like it's only a plus. So I think it's going to be timeless. We'll see, though, the graphics they add. The only other locker room I've been in is VCU's. And, of course, they can put Eric Maynard all over the wall.
Larry Sanders.
Yeah, and their Final Four appearance, things like that are a little bit more recent. So we don't. I don't know if we have that history. Would it be nice to get Cam Long on the wall? Of course, but right. I don't know if that's what's going to happen.
Right, and or maybe even just choose to use the Lamar Butler on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Like, how often are we on the cover of Sports Illustrated?
You know, it seems like a no-brainer.
Put it up there. Another question, though. So yeah, it looks timely. How big is it, though? It was kind of hard to tell. It looks like they're, you know, obviously connected and they flow, but are they smaller rooms to begin with? Or?
It's not that big. So think of it as a square. You walk into a quarter of the room that is the little hangout lounge that only seats. It's got two chairs and a kind of like a love seat. So it doesn't seat that many. It will have a PS4 and it's a huge TV. So I'm sure, you know, they'll be hanging there. So that's one quarter. The second quarter would be the locker room. Third quarter, showers, which we didn't really, you know, put on video or whatever, because it's just a nice looking shower setup.
To be honest, I kind of wanted to see it though. Like, what kind of like shower heads are we using?
We did kind of miss on that because it is a quarter of the whole space, and then the other quarter is the film room. A lot of people talk about, you know, the film room not being big enough. I mean, Greg Kalik sat down, his legs could extend. The TV is massive, although it doesn't look like that in pictures. So all in all, you know, it's small
question.
But you know,
okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, I what you described is kind of what I was imagining. It's not massive, sprawling space, but it's big enough.
It's effective.
But what about the TV itself? You mentioned that there's an 85, 90-incher. Is that a touchscreen TV by any chance? Like, can
he draw? It
doesn't
look at it. I'm blanking on the name. I think we could zoom into a picture of the brand of the TV. It looks kind of nubby. It's not.
Better
like
not be a Vizio.
It's
from
not
Costco.
Like a, it's not a silly Samsung or anything. The drawing is going to happen on the whiteboards on both sides. So there's a blank canvas whiteboard on the left side. On the right side is full court and two half courts broken down. Looks really nice. You know, it's brand new. Everything, that's the nicest part. You know, what's it going to look like in 10 years? You hope they'd replace the whiteboards and other things that are going to age.
You know, some nub's going to accidentally write in permanent marker, and you're going to constantly have like the same like word like that's permanently etched into that whiteboard. It always happens. Every right. classroom has it.
So if they beat it up, it could look aged pretty quickly. But you know, as of right now, I mean, the whiteboard setup, everything about the film room is pretty top notch in my opinion. Seats are comfortable. You're really close to the screen. It seemed a little bit distant in the pictures, but the front row is right up on it.
What about the lockers? They look pretty impressive. Some new little. You know, from what I could tell, it was just like a drawer and a latch thing that goes up. You could put your crap in here. This whole back thing falls down. There's a new socket. You know, is that pretty much the extent of it? You know, just little flaps and whatnot? Or
picture the old locker room.
I can't, you know, really. That's the problem. I think we don't really have appropriate perspective on this to really know how big of an upgrade it was. I actually kind of remember the old locker room.
You've seen it from people's Snapchats.
Yeah.
It was a... First of all, they had a green mason carpet that everyone made fun
Nubs.
Of.
Yeah.
And then they had like just wooden lockers that, you know, didn't close, didn't have drawers, didn't have anything. And they had these nubby little stools that they sat on.
Yikes.
So now you have this locker room. The doors open and then they tuck away on the side of the locker room. So it kind of gets the doors out of the way.
Mm.
And so it kind of just keeps the room open. And then you have two drawers. And I believe there's like ventilation systems for like...
That's kind of what I was alluding to. I wanted to know, did it have some sort of ventilation system to
air it out? I think so.
Because
it did look like small little vents at the top. And then there's not just one outlet. There's three. And they each have like plugs for regular plugs and for your cell phone. So, I mean, I don't know what you'd need three plugs in each locker room for, but...
I mean, your iPhone, your iPad, and your Juul. I mean...
right. So, you know, I think that, you know, it's pretty... They're excited. You know, it was funny. I was like, Calix, are you excited for the doors? He's like, I'm not smelly. You know, if you've watched the video, he's like, I'm not trying to hide anything. But he was joking. You know, it's just a luxury to have. And they can all be tucked away and everything be open pretty easily. One thing I found kind of interesting about the lockers themselves and the way they were displayed was the five lockers shown were Kier, Green, Miller, Marr, and Calixt.
Which
and it's
is,
like, is that the starting five? You could have put Hartwell in those five. He's not a freshman anymore. You know, you could have put a different lineup. I'm wondering, is that the starting five right now? I think it's yes. But if you look back to some things that Paulson said about Kier, it was like he already takes on a lot of responsibilities. Can he also be the point guard? I'm not sure. I know. I think that's a fair question.
So I'm trying to think what the connect, because yeah, it does play out like a perfect starting five scenario. I think it's one that we would both love to see on the floor. But I'm trying to think, you know, are those just upperclassmen? Like, I guess AJ wasn't featured there. I'm trying to think like
right.
Then it's not in alphabetical, it's not in numerical order.
Nope.
It's kind of interesting.
Actually, because Mars Zero, he wasn't first. Actually, I would have to look at the list again, but I think it went Kier,
I originally looked at the numbers, and there wasn't any type of pattern there.
Yeah, it kind of read like, because we've been making some mistakes here and there with different leaks, and, you know, as a program, we've kind of been in shambles with losing some coaches and some players. Like, did we accidentally just leak the starting lineup in July or June? And I think the answer, maybe, you know, there's going to be competition. That's one thing Clicks did say as well. He said, you know, last year, we knew positions, basically, you know, Reuter was going to be your five, Marr was your four, you know,
yikes.
Green, Kier, and Otis. Like the lineup was decided. Who's our starting point guard right now? You know, we don't know. You know, is Miller or Marr going to start?
Well,
we don't know.
How do you take that, though? You could make the argument, well, it's satisfying to know when you have a definitive starting five that you know months ahead of time, like, these are our five best players. Or do you side, you know, conversely, you know, we have all the, you know, positions are available up to competition. Like, can you get the best out of everybody come summer? You know, who knows? But I think it's certainly going to be exciting to watch from our perspective, those covering the team, because it'll keep us guessing. And I think we want to see position battles. And, you know, this is probably the first time in a long time that outside of Kier, I don't know if anybody really has a starting spot.
Would have to agree. I think Green's probably earned it, Calixt by default, but I think you could still make cases for those guys not starting. So let's round out the locker room talk. You've heard my thoughts.
Give us a grade, you know, like an old-fashioned A to F.
So, you know, I'm going to say B+, leaving out, you know, I didn't really notice anything like state-of-the-art, like nothing like necessary. Like, yeah, the lockers had vents and the TVs were big and whatnot, but nothing necessarily blew me away. You
right.
know, like, it was nice.
What was it, 1.6 million?
Yeah, and the girls got the same, you know, the girls' locker room looks the same.
Sure.
So, but I want to get, like, you haven't seen the room, you've only seen pictures, you've seen our video. You know, what did you think?
I liked it. I mean, personally, like, when I watched, I was thirsty, and when you guys opened up the refrigerator and there was like naked drinks and chocolate milk, like, I would have been pummeling that. That's kind of my best feature, just a fully stocked refrigerator with chocolate milk.
Just a fridge, but like a kitchen industrial massive fridge.
Yeah, give me that. And then did you say that there's an area for them to play like video games, or are like games already plugged in?
It's that lounge. So
I'd just be kicking it there playing Halo 3.
So there's separate TVs. obviously, and I think, you know, they're probably going to lounge and hang out in the film room as well when it's not being occupied. You know, just hook up an Xbox to it. But the one mistake I'd say about the little lounge area for playing games is only four people can sit down unless you really squeeze in. But all in all, you know, B+, I think, is solid. I think it's really going to help with recruiting. I think that's a no-brainer.
Plus. I think a lot of people may think, okay, well, that's it. That's the locker room. That's the end of the renovations. Wrong. We still have the rack, which is getting their own upgrades and, like, player lounge area, locker room updates, etc. So that is still to come on the rack side and the practice facility side. This is strictly just for Eagle Bank Arena for game days and things like that. And there's still like a ton of practice that goes on at Eagle Bank Arena as well. So,
To add on to a long list of solid adjustments being made to EBA. Oh, yeah. And it's things that we've been complaining about for a while. And, now I think we're kind of, we're going to be able to get enjoy the benefits.
I kind of want to go back to an old episode and just kind of hear what was on our old list of complaints. Like we were like, oh, you know, we want a TV screen for replays. We got it. We wanted new lighting. We got it. The audio, I think, has been improved.
Yeah, that was first.
So we got that. Locker rooms, got that. So I think maybe still some issues with the concourse. That's a little stale. But beyond that, I mean, they're really like listening to us. It's as if like Brad is listening right now. Like he's on a run and he's like taking mental notes about what we're saying.
Hey, I don't even know if he would know how to access our podcast. He doesn't seem too technologically sound.
So you're bashing him right now as he's listening. We just admitted that he's been listening and then you bash him.
So, Brad, you know we love you.
And then you botched the way of saying technologically.
It's kind of a hard word to say.
Tad.
But moving on, we're putting out a ton of offers. And one thing we've noticed is they all have one thing in common. And what is that, Jones?
It's a big old hashtag size.
So DP told Petey after our loss at the tournament that he knew we needed to get more athletic, and God damn it, is he showing us that he's going to try to recruit some studs.
Yeah, and I think after that A-10 tournament loss where we had lost to St. Bonaventure, we actually had a clear path to potentially going to the championship and maybe the NCAA tournament. And so, yeah, there were some high hopes, and we bombed. Like, it was just like another performance where we just kind of fell flat, and It kind of showed with the horses that we were running with. And this isn't really an indictment on our team last year. I think it was just like DP acknowledging the fact that, you know, St. Bonaventure had bigger, more athletic players. And I think he made that, clear after the game. He's like, look, we just need bigger, more athletic guys, like plain and simple. And that's clearly what he's been doing all offseason. He's almost acting as if he's Oprah and offers are like new cars. And so you're getting an offer, anybody with size and a pulse is getting an offer. And I love it. And he's swinging with big boys now. Like, you're looking at offers and we're competing with the likes of Power Five schools now. It's not just, you know, we're like one of two offers and the other offer is Middle Tennessee State. You know, it's now we're competing with, you know, Kansas State or, you know, Nebraska. So it's refreshing to see that. Have we yet to land any of these bigger names? No, but Wayne Gretzky quote, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So I have to applaud DP for at least giving effort. So
one thing we can't necessarily applaud him for right now is that guy Polite came in for an official visit, hasn't signed yet.
Well,
typically kind of a red flag.
So I kind of want to squash that. It was his first visit anywhere. That was his very first visit.
His next visit is JMU.
So what? I'm saying, is he really going to commit after the first offer? He'd be a moron if he did. I mean, you're not going to buy the first car you look at on a car lot. I want to give the kid a few weeks, hell, even a few months, and then he could decide. I wasn't really waiting for him to sign a letter of intent that day. Although you would think, you know, if you liked it, you liked it. But to try on the uniform, get the professional pictures taken, to go out of his way and thank the staff, it looked encouraging. That was just my perspective.
And speaking of those professional pictures, I think it's been pretty obvious the approach that our new, that our new coaching staff is taking to recruiting. We're seeing more offers to guys in Canada. I think we're just kind of out with the old coaches a little bit, not to hate on them, but I think like they were almost too Paulson, you know, had been with him for a long time.
They're within his bubble, and you got to get some people outside of the DP bubble to sort of expand. You know, we were only getting so far with the old regime. And so those new faces are welcome. I love the recruiting up in Canada. You know, now that Toronto Raptors won a championship, it seems like Canada is kind of the new place for basketball talent. Some of the offers that we're giving to these Canadian kids, they look athletic as fuck. Yeah. I'm sorry, I have to drop the F-bomb. But yeah, I've just been like blown away by some of these offers. So
yeah.
No, and we're not getting any of them though.
And I think, you know, Pete Hutchins, maybe not necessarily, you know, from anywhere, but it's just kind of a new blood. And it's kind of funny. I got to meet him in the locker room area because there's some snacks in there. And he came in to prepare himself a snack. Okay. And I'm wondering, you know, if you have a guess onto what he was snacking on.
Cheez-Its? I don't know. Is it like a pre-packaged item, or was he making something?
He made something.
Okay. I'm gonna
kind of popular among yuppie city folk.
Avocado toast.
Avocado toast.
Woo!
Came in, got his avocado toast, spread it, cracked a couple jokes with us. Said he was grinding. I believe it.
And so this is the guy that we got from Dartmouth.
Yeah.
Okay, so
pretentious. Pete. Kind of jacked.
Okay.
Looks like he spends a good amount of time in the gym.
Okay.
And I think, you know, could potentially, you know, bring a different eye to our program. Pretty excited about that. But I think people are probably done listening to us talk.
I am.
They've been waiting for the Calixt interview.
Yes.
They loved his GKTV appearance. People on the boards were saying, thank you for kind of giving us that inside look into the players. The team doesn't necessarily do a great job of it, and that's why By George is here to save the day. Here's the interview.
Hold on. I just actually had one question before the Calixt interview. He looks super fun, super comfortable with you. I just kind of want to get a little insight on you with, like, how is Calixt in front of the camera? You know, how is he doing mentally? Like, is he prepared to go? Is he, you know, just in general, what were you getting from Greg that day?
So I got excited. I got that he was excited. He was excited about the new locker room. I think he's excited about his opportunity to get a lot of minutes. A guy that we think probably earned starting minutes from day one from entering the building. You know, as waited and paid his dues, and I think he is going to emerge. Something he said was that he, of course, is working on his free throw game. He likes his pick and roll. But understands that the pick and roll is not necessarily truly effective if he can't also pick and pop and hit any type of jumper. So that's something that he is recognizing and is going to work on. Will that improve? You know, we'll see. But just a fun guy to chat with. Spent 30 minutes with us. I believe he's in summer school, you know, working out, you know, doing all the above, still found some time to come do an audio interview with us, do a video interview with us. And then he also just kind of shot the shit with Ron as they talked about fashion or whatever they were talking about. So, I mean, he just kind of came and chatted with us, and it was really just tons of fun. I think you should expect to see Greg Calixt again.
Awesome.
On our content.
I just wanted that insight because he looked like he'd been doing this for years.
Yeah, and he really was genuinely excited about most, I think, about the locker room itself over the other parts of the space. I think just to have like a just kind of a clean new look because I think they said that, you know, they spend more of their time in the locker room than anywhere else. So super excited for that. Another thing that, you know, as we ride out into the interview, I think he may say this as well, but he just really spoke to the family aspect. And, you know, we can knock on that and hate on it kind of because it's like, yeah, every team does that. But that's something that DP, that, you know, that's probably the best thing he's brought to this program. You know, we kind of fell apart in that aspect under Hewitt, although he could recruit some talent. You know, just kind of looked like a bunch of guys playing one-on-one basketball. And I don't think you have that sense here. He also said, like, you know, through the summer, they're spending time at everybody's house. Like, that's their vacation, because obviously this is the vacationer series. I wanted to find out what they were doing. He said, you know, we really, when we get some off time, we go to each other's, you know, hometowns and hang out and meet each other's friends and stuff like that. Really kind of showing that family aspect.
Love it.
Here it is, interview with Greg Calixt. This has been the By George Crew, episode 6. See ya.
Big Haiti.
Dude, excuse me.
Yes?
I'm really trying to study, and I can't find a quiet space.
Well, maybe you should try Fenwick Library. It's actually
really quiet and really cool.
Oh my god, are there rooms for me to study by myself?
Yeah, there are study rooms with Wi-Fi. You could download, like, movies at 350 millibits per second.
Are there outlets?
Of course there are outlets. This is 2016, of course there are outlets.
Dude, I have no idea where Fenwick is. Would you mind joining me? Take me there?
Come with me, it's right outside the JC.
Brian of By George here with Greg Calixt, actually sitting in the new hangout room staring at like an 80-inch TV cocked back on like leather couches with the Mason logo everywhere. Greg, say what's up to your fans.
What's up, you guys? What's up?
So, you know, it's been a while since we talked to you. I think maybe since your freshman year we did like a freshman four series. You know, I want to know now, like, what kind of difference does this make to your program? We're sitting in near your locker room, near the film room, like, what kind of difference is this? What is this going to make for you guys going forward? And would this make a difference for you in the recruiting process?
Definitely. I think this is a big change to the program. You know, one of the things that Coach Paulson has done ever since I've got here was, you know, he's always kept his word. And, you know, the donors and everybody, they do a good job supporting us. And we're so thankful for our donors and the fans and the whole community for, you know, giving back to us. And I think it's going to do a good job in helping us recruit as well because, you know, it speaks for itself. This is like a state-of-the-art, you know, locker room, and we're just so thankful for it.
And give us some details. You know, we'll put out video stuff too, but this is going to be on a podcast. You know, walk us through it and talk about some of the updates.
All right, so yeah, we have a film room with big couches, recliner seats. We have a big screen TV, two big screen TVs. We have couches. You know, bigger locker rooms, bigger space. So the lockers actually have like doors now, and we could charge, like, you know, we could charge our phones in there and stuff like that. So a lot of detail, and we're just grateful for it.
They gotta have chargers because they gotta check out that By George coverage as soon as every game ends. You know, I want to talk a little bit, you know, about it's, you know, we're doing a summer series right now. It's called Vacationers. You know, do you have any vacation time? Are you full on grind all summer long, or how's that all work out?
Yeah, so it's full grind. I'm in full grind mode. My teammates as well. So we have 4 hours a week that we can practice with the team. So what coach will do is we'll practice Monday, Tuesday for an hour, and then Thursday, Friday for an hour. But then, like, in between that, you know, just getting individual work in with an assistant, or, you know, coming in with a teammate as well. So yeah, just full grind mode, just trying to get better.
Did you get a vacation?
Yeah, so I got a little vacation when I got to go home in May. I went to Dominican Republic, and then I went to Canada, and then, like, after, in the end of July, after this, I'm gonna be going on a cruise as well. So definitely getting some vacations.
Best of both worlds, you went to Canada and Dominican Republic. Are you a beach guy, a mountain guy? What type of vibe are you?
Definitely a beach guy, like being on the beach, like getting in the water and stuff like that. So yeah.
Surfing, boogie boarding, or what?
No surfing, no boogie boarding. Just getting in the water, swimming, you know, yeah, stuff like that.
So, you know, I'm always curious, you know, what you guys got going on in school, what you're majoring in. You know, are you on track, doing well? You know, tell us a little bit about that.
Definitely. I think the whole coaching staff does a good job of keeping us on track. So what we do is we'll take a less course load during the school year, so that, you know, we could have that balance of basketball and schoolwork. And then that's why we're here in the summer. So we'll take like two classes so that, you know, we're on track and that, you know, everybody is doing well. I'm majoring in integrative studies, with the concentration in organizational management and a business minor. So classes are going fairly well for me. Last semester I finished with like my highest GPA since I've been here. So I'm just trying to, you know, do well in the classroom and on the court as well. So yeah.
Give him a round of applause. Gotta love a guy coming in, working hard, not only on the court, but off the court as well. You know, some would say you're kind of spoiled here. You come in here immediately, you get a practice facility. Now you have locker rooms. You got two more years in this. You know, how thankful are you? And talk a little bit about the practice facility. Are you getting a lot of time in there?
Definitely getting a lot of time in the practice facility. That's where, you know, we work on our game. That's where, you know, if you're missing shots or you have a weakness, that's where you're going in. You know, late nights after a game or after practice, that's when you really just go in and get that work in. So we're thankful for the practice facility, this locker room. Like I said earlier, like, we can't be thankful enough for it. So yeah, it's just a blessing, to be honest with you.
We can't let you get out of here without talking basketball a little bit. You're a big man. Obviously, you know, we have been, you know, advocating for you for 2 years now because, you know, we just think that you're solid on the post. We want to know what you can work on. I think, you know, your strengths are pretty obvious. But what are you working on? What could get better going into next season?
Definitely what can get better is my foul shooting. You know, so just putting an emphasis on that this summer, like a lot of form shooting, a lot of just staying after practice and getting more foul shots. You know, so it's more smooth and stuff like that.
Foul shooting and what else? Because, I mean, if you hit that – hold on. If you hit that elbow jumper, your game is – I mean, how can people stop you?
Definitely. So just developing that and just my post game as well, just working on that so I have, like, a complete post game and stuff like that. Just, you know, developing that, getting stronger in areas that I'm not. And just, so, yeah.
And so, you know – we always kind of joke about, you know, an A-10 battle royale. We just want you to know that you would be our pick. Would you represent for us?
Definitely would represent
for you. Adidas, you know, we may get new jerseys, we may not, but you guys, you know, keep getting loaded up with shoes and clothes. You know, are you rocking anything else besides Mason gear?
Nah, during the week, I try to just wear as much Mason gear as possible, like going to the practice facility and stuff like that. It's like Adidas is just comfortable, so yeah, just you know, after practice, I'll just throw on some more Adidas gear and stuff like that. I really don't. The team in general, we don't really wear like clothes like that unless we're like going out or something. Unless it's like a team event or it's like we're going out socializing and stuff like that. So yeah.
And where does socializing happen? You know, especially when it's you know, downtime on campus, not much going on. Are you guys actually like heading into DC, going to Arlington, going to Tyson's?
Yeah, we'll go to Tyson's, we'll go to the mall, we'll go to like Fair Oaks and stuff like that. But I feel like this team, we're more so like bonded with each other. So like weekend, we'll spend different weekends like going to different people's houses and spending the weekend over there and stuff like that. Because that's one thing I can say about this team is like we're all like really close like that. So yeah, we'll spend a lot of time with each other, whether it's going to other people's houses or going to the mall and stuff like that. So yeah.
Awesome, Greg. Thanks for taking your time to hop on our podcast, the Vacationers series. Hopefully, let's do it again. And you know, you got advocates in us.
The dawn.